You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Bill Frisell has turned into a music machine over the last 2 years. He left Nonesuch Records, the Mercedes-Benz of labels for the independent thinking artist, and went with Savoy Records because they'd let him put out more CDs.
That's been crazy with this Savoy thing because they did this beautiful Dreamers thing, and then I did an album with a string group, Sign of Life, that's called, and then the Lennon thing, and then this new Floratone.
He also has at least half a dozen performing units, including jazz trios, chamber trios, a quintet with pedal steel guitar, and string ensembles. The man behind all this is unassuming to the point of disappearing. Just into his 60s, his still boyish face is belied by the receding gray hair and glasses. Hearing him speak is like being in slow motion as he gives you a genuine aw-shucks smile. A tall man, his posture is hunched in a body that seems just too awkward to be the source of such elegant, cerebral music. When I caught up with Frisell this time, he was touring with his beautiful Dreamers trio, featuring violist Avon Kong and drummer Rudy Royston. But he was playing on the heels of his All We Are Saying album, on which he covers the music of John Lennon. Bill Frisell may be a jazz icon, but he started with pop icons.
Right now, and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
I saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. I got an electric guitar, and I mean, really, you know, that's about as big of an impact as anything has ever had on me.
His album of Lennon covers, All We Are Saying, didn't begin as a grand concept to pay homage to an iconic hero. Instead, it began as a lark.
A few years ago, I had a tour set up with Jenny Scheinman and Greg Lease, and for the first gig in Paris, it was the anniversary of John Lennon. I can't remember if it was his birthday or his anniversary of his death or something, but it was a big John Lennon thing, and they asked us if we could do John Lennon music. So we just did it real fast, learned the music, did the gig, and then we had this whole tour out in front of us for the next couple weeks. And we thought, wow, this would be cool if let's just keep playing this music for the whole tour. And without telling anybody, that was what was really cool. So then we went to Berlin the next day, and we start playing, and you know, we play the first song, and the audience kind of, wow, it kind of sounds like a Beatles song or something. And then we play the next song and the next song, and then you see, it was just kind of interesting to see when they realized that we weren't going to let up for the whole night.
Was gifted improvisers and a musician who has played the freest music possible, his interpretations of the Lennon songbook are surprisingly faithful.
They're perfect, so I didn't want to be messing with them. I just wanted to play them. You know, so the last thing I wanted to do was try to change it in any way. We just played the songs.
It's not just the Beatles that he covers, but Lennon's solo work, including his primal scream therapy song, Mother.
But I never had you. all I was doing was trying to play what he was singing while I was playing, and it was like, it really was physically difficult. It was emotional. It was intense.
Other songs are more wistful in their inspiration, like Beautiful Boy, which Lennon wrote for his son, Sean.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy.
I had all these magazines lying around with pictures of John Lennon and stuff, and there was one magazine, it's an amazing photo where he's standing over the control board in the studio with his arms are raised up. And then down below, there's Sean Lennon, this really super young little guy, sitting sort of down below, and he's up above him with his arms. And we saw that photo, and then we played it again, and it was like, bam. And then the song sort of felt like it got some kind of that spirit in there.
The Lennon covers are quite a shift for an artist who's often in the more abstract realms of music. While the Lennon songs are full of pop hooks and melodies, Bill Frisell's Beautiful Dreamers trio seems like a nebulous cloud shifting in the winds. They quietly fracture even more traditional pop material. Drummer Rudy Royston.
We're playing tunes, and so there's like a... It's not even a parameter of a tune, it's just an atmosphere of a tune. But within that atmosphere, there are other tunes, there are other melodies, there are other rhythms, there are other things that happen within that atmosphere. There's really no boundary, so I can't say within the parameter.
Just the open-endedness of what we can do. It's with this band, it's not really fixed on one body of repertoire, so it can go all over the place.
I'm reluctant to say what Bill Frisell's latest album is because that could change in a moment. But some of his latest CDs include Sign of Life with his 858 Quartet, Fluorotone 2, his electronica project, his chamber trio Beautiful Dreamers, and All We Are Saying, his tribute to John Lennon. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.